My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, second hour. All right, it's 5:01 here in the Bayou City. Let's run up to Lake Houston. Let's check in with Mr. John Littleton this morning. John, good morning.
Hey, good morning, sir. How are you today?
Couldn't be better. What's up with you?
Oh, man, just, I don't know, kind of debating, watching the rain, see if I'm going to, you know, they've had the lake off limits for us all week. Because we have a championship this weekend, and so, you know, I don't know. You can go out and pre-fish today, but heck, I don't know. You know, I know where I'm going to go tomorrow and fish, and so we'll just...
wing it.
I don't know. Might just sit at home, and I need to re-spool some reels and re-tie some baits and, you know, kind of get stuff in order anyhow, so, you know. Might even, you know, wipe down the boat. I got some rainwater to do it with, you know. I'm afraid if I wipe it down, though, and clean it up, heck, it might not want to run,
might,
you know.
Wash off all the good fish stink on it, the juice.
Now that, you know, we couldn't get on the water, and, you know, they put those rules out there. You can't get information, can't give information, but
right.
General knowledge stuff, you know, you can talk about. So, you know, but, and you know, I checked around this week, and the tournament director had did one of those cardinal sins, switching dates, you know, and, you know, us bass fishermen, you know, at the beginning of the year, I make my schedule for the whole year.
Right.
And everything is planned around the schedule, you know, and whenever, you know, they change a schedule like that, it throws a lot of people off. I know I text a lot of people this week, and I know five or six of the really you know, good guys that fish every tournament and all that stuff, you know, they got other plans this weekend, you know, because they had already planned around it. So, yeah. But, you know, hey, it is what it is. So, you know, if you can go, you go. But I'm going to try to go catch a couple, but, you know, that's the way it is.
Well,
so I heard you talking to Tommy about.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about that. What you know on all this forward facing and all these rule changes and things coming up?
Well, I mean, you know, it's good and it's bad. You know, I'm old school, Mickey. I mean, I bought when that stuff came out. I bought all that stuff, put it on my boat, and all that. Mm-hmm. I used it a few times, and I found myself not fishing. I mean, I was watching TV and watching,
right?
You know, that's what I call it. And, you know, yeah, I mean, does it work? Yes, it does work. But it doesn't work for me. I took it all off, sold it. You know, I kept one of the big screens. But all the other stuff, I took it off and got rid of it. It was too distracting for me. I'm not, you know, again, I'm old school. I know where I'm going. I know what I'm throwing at, you know, and, you know, if they're there, I'll catch them.
Yeah.
It just... Again, my partner, you know, he's got one of those $100,000+ boats with $40,000 worth of electronics, and he loves it. And I've been with him, and it works. I mean, you can see fish and all that, and watch them chase your bait, but again, it's, you know, he's 30 years younger than me, so, you know. you know, it's just whoever wants it. But I am personally glad to see them do that. You know, I sit there and watch those guys on television, especially the younger generation, and not saying they can't fish. They can fish. You know, you still got to catch them.
Sure.
But, you know, they see them, you know, down there. And it does make it, you know, a little bit easier because, you know, you can see them right there.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know, it's kind of like, you know, that whenever the Alabama rig came out, you know, and some of those baits that had, you know, and some of the tournaments, you know, banned them. You couldn't use them and stuff like that. But, you know, it just makes it, I don't know, it gets back to fishing to me. So... we'll see how, you know, it all plays out. But personally, I'm glad to see it, you know. But that's just me. And I'm sure Lawrence and Garmin and all those guys are not, because that's going to that's gonna cut into their profit margin.
Yeah.
You know. So, but it is what it is.
Well, what do you know about this swim bait? You know, that Tommy was talking about with a jig head on it. I mean, that's how we catch a lot of trout and redfish here on the coast, is, you know, just using a jig head with a swim bait and thread her on and chunk and wind and catch them. And what's the deal with that? Do you know anything about that?
I read it a little bit, but I personally, again, don't see why they banned that. I mean, it's a bait. It's artificial.
Yeah, it's not like you're throwing a live shiner out there or something.
No. I mean, it's a, you know, I throw them for, it's, you know, I throw a fluke a lot, you know, and I throw it sometimes, it depends on where I'm at, I'll throw it on a jig head, you know, and there's some little minnow-looking baits that, I mean, you know, those things look real.
Right.
But again, you know, you tie on a chartreuse and blue spinner bait and throw it, you know, what does that represent? And you catch a fish. That's, what kind of bait does that look
yeah,
like?
Yeah, you still got to fool them and catch them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so I don't know why, you know, there's reasons, I guess, but I don't, you know, you catch more fish. Hey, that's the whole purpose, I guess. You know, the lure manufacturers make those things so people can catch more fish. But, yeah, that I don't agree with. But, you know, again, that's just me. You know, if it's artificial, you should be able to use it like that. Now, you know, the Alabama rigs and stuff where you're throwing five baits at one time, you know, that's a little much. But, you know, one single jig head with
just one jig head with a swim bait on it. I mean, come on, you know, I understand.
Right, right. I would leave that stuff alone, but that's, you know, that's how it is, I guess. They're always changing up something, but we'll see in the next year or two, you know, what the weights and stuff are starting to look like, and, you know, watch some of the guys. They'll figure it out. These guys are, they're good. You know, they know what they're doing. They'll figure it out.
Best of the best.
Yeah, they are. They really are. So, but again, like I said, if I'm fishing Lake Houston, I couldn't tell you the last time I turned my units on. I don't ever turn them on. The one in the dash or the one, you know, up front. And I've always said this, you know, I traveled and fished for years and, you know, jumped around the circuits and all this stuff. And your best, if you're, you know, an up-and-coming young bass fisherman, find you a lake, learn it, fish it, and you will find at the end of the year, your bank account will be a lot bigger than if you're running, chasing, you know, from Alabama to Kentucky to Georgia to Arkansas to Louisiana to Texas. You know, your bank account at the end of the year will be a lot better if you find you one lake or maybe two and fish those lakes and really get good on those lakes and then fish every tournament that's out there on those two lakes.
Yeah.
And your bank account will show it at the end of the year.
No doubt.
So, yeah, I mean, that's how it is.
This isn't a cheap game we're playing. Costs money, buddy.
No, it is not. It is not cheap. No. And, I mean, even, you know, entry fees, you know, and everything is, you know, gone up and gone up and gone up. And, yeah, it makes the payback a little bit better, but You know, gas has came down.
Yeah,
but
at the end of the day, you know, the overhead versus the winnings, it all turns out to be the same, just on a different scale.
Right, right.
The profit.
And unless you got a sponsor with deep holes in their pocket, you know, that can give you $1,000 if you're going to run somewhere to go fish, you know, it's hard for the average working man fishermen like us that go out here and weekend bass warriors.
Yeah.
It's hard for us to do that and, you know, maintain our, you know, lifestyle, you know, so, you know, it's just tough.
Money game. Money, yep, money, money.
Yeah. It is. Well, they'll save a little bit on electronics, you know, if they make you take it off your boat.
Yeah.
So
these guys spend upwards of $40,000 just for electronics then, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I'm ahead of the game. I already got all mine off. So
that's a new engine.
Yeah. Those are, yeah, it is. But
my goodness.
But it's all good, Mickey. I mean, you know, we'll adjust. The guys will adjust. They'll still catch them. It is going to be interesting for a little while to watch the change,
yeah,
you know, with all that stuff. So,
well, I'm totally unplugged from all that. I just never dreamed it. Well, I just never thought I'd ever see fishing come to what it has come to, as far as, I mean, every avenue of it. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
It is crazy.
It is.
It's nuts.
Yeah.
Oh,
I know,
well.
And we, you know, there's a lot of stuff out there, like I've always said, that catch more fishermen than fish.
True.
You know.
Yeah, we've all fallen victim to that over the years, without a doubt.
Yeah.
All right, John,
yep.
I'm out of time, buddy. If somebody wants to call you, and good luck to you this weekend. Hope everything works out for you. Get what you need, buddy. Throw them out a number.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. They can always call me on my cell, 281-222-8544. Just give me a call or shoot me a text.
All right, buddy. Well, John, you have a good one. Be safe, and hope the weather permits.
All right. Thank you, sir.
See you, man.
We'll talk to
Thanks,
you next
John.
Week.
Later, bud.
All right.
All right. All right. That's John Littleton up on Lake Houston. And, you know, folks, if you're looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure, welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch. It's a premier hunting and fishing destination in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, alligator hunts, and top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charters, bring your friends, family, and clients and enjoy five-star lodging, skeet shooting, sporting clays, and a fully stocked bass pond. In Rusty Hook Lodge, they can accommodate large groups, whether you're team building, weddings, family reunions. So why wait? Call and book and experience the best at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today, RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. And please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you can do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, 520 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down to Texas City. Let's check in with our good friend, Mr. Dave Fremont, down at Boyd's One Stop and the Texas City Dyke. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Captain Mickey. It's 520 here, too.
Is it? Well, we're right on time then.
Yeah, we're synchronized. We're right on the money.
We're on it, brother. Well, what's going on with you, man?
Doing pretty good. I feel a little weird. I made my run out to the dike earlier, trying to dodge in between the showers and went through Boyd's, and then I'm back home. I'm enjoying a cup of coffee right here at the comfort of my in La Casa.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And everything's good. I tell you, the last few days, if I was a gambling man, I'd be completely broke, because every team that I've been trying to either pull or for or against, it's gone the other way. I mean, it's just been terrible. The Astros is just about, I don't have any hair left on my head, didn't have much.
Well, they laid an egg in Cincinnati, didn't they? Man, there's a curse up there. Or even here, it doesn't matter. We can't beat them anywhere. It's crazy.
Isn't that something?
I don't even know what those guys had, and it's mind-boggling.
Oh, that game with Eric Eddie just I tell you, he's been a hard luck pitcher. He's been so hot and cold. His arm might have just flat been dead from pitching that game before and throwing that near no hitter. I don't know, but that's baseball. Yeah,
it is. Baseball is a weird sport, man. Things happen that you wouldn't think should happen. It's just crazy, crazy game.
Our division is anything but over in terms of what can happen with the games remaining, and they.
Yeah, we're only 4.5 up now. We went from 6 games up to this, and there's still 22 games left.
Yeah, and they got some head to head competition, so it's gonna get weird, before it's all over. But
yeah, we're playing a lot tougher schedule too. Seems to be.
Yeah. You know. Now this game yesterday, I didn't even get it. I recorded it, but I didn't get a chance to watch it. But my wife told me that there was another incident with Bregman and Espada. You may have already talked about this all earlier.
Well, I mean, it's just guys are tired. It's the end of the season. These umpires you think would be getting better, but they're actually getting worse. Maybe they're tired too.
Probably so. Probably so.
And it just, tempers flare and. You know, it's hard to not say anything when you know, nobody sees the strike zone as good as Bregman. You know, he's pretty spot on, but he was wrong on that one. Well, that was a strike, that last pitch, but he did get hit by that ball, and they said he didn't, that it was a foul ball, and that started the wheels in motion, and here we go. Espada saved him, though, because if he hadn't run out there and said whatever he said, it would have been Bregman thrown out of another game. I mean, that guy's whole career, he's never been thrown out of a game till here lately. So,
yeah, that's really amazing, because Bregman has a way. He's kind of he can be kind of smart.
Yeah.
But he don't have to say a lot. But his expression alone will kind of give things away. But I don't know. Maybe that'll spark them a little bit. They need a spark, but it's going to be all right. Hey, I'd have never.
Bats are cold and their tempers are flaring because of it. They're pressing and they're just. That's why they've been all year. Those bats have just been streaky. You can't blame it on our pitching. I mean.
Yeah, I'd have never dreamed that the Astros would be where they're at earlier. You know, earlier in the year, I figured, man, if we could
a heck of a comeback. I really.
I figured. If we could play 500 ball, I'd be happy. But I figured there was a chance we may end up about third in the standings. And I'm not saying where we're going to end up, but it's a whole lot better right now than what I figured it was going to be.
Oh,
but anyway, I wish them the best, and I'll keep on watching them, or at least record them and watch them later. But
if they were in last place, I'd still be watching them. I'm just, you know, that's baseball. Look at all the teams we've suffered through over the years in our lifetime.
Man,
I'll take this any day of the week, brother.
we've had some lean years and quite a few of them in a row, you know,
nothing like the White Sox, but we've had some pretty lean years.
Yeah. Well, I know everybody's pretty much talked it up and down and over, but last week I was talking to you. I said, well, you know, it wouldn't hurt to get a little more rain. We haven't had that much right over here, especially around the house. And well, shut my mouth. Good grief. But it looks like we may be getting a little break. And here I almost hate to say that, but this is about the longest we've gone in for a number of hours here locally that we haven't had any measurable amount of rain. And from what I can see on the radar, it kind of looks like we'll be without a little bit of rain for a bit.
Yeah, Louisiana's, you know, we got a lot of it out in the Gulf in front of us right now, but it's not moving inland. It's weird. You've got right in the middle of this concentration of rain out from Freeport and Galveston, and you've got some clouds moving west, rain showers, and some moving east. It's kind of weird the way the circulation's playing out, but boy, Louisiana's getting it. Man, they it's moving inland over there up towards New Orleans. They're getting it.
Yeah, they got a pretty good round of it before we started getting it last week. This last week, they had quite a bit of rain. The coast, Galveston, Texas City, around there, got hammered, and then just up my way in League City and area right in there, once again, we kind of dodged a bullet on the real heavy rainfall and flooding. But, man, Texas City had some rain. Galveston, I couldn't get over some of the footage I saw on TV about on the Strand and around Harborside and all that. I mean, it come a mess. But anyway, hopefully things will line out a bit. And I know we've had an awful lot of fresh water. I'm really surprised that that Boyd's has managed to keep some live bait, and I don't know if that's what's going to happen in terms of, I know the salinity's low already, not by the time all that stuff washes down.
The only thing in our favor is just local runoff, and that don't hurt us near as bad as a flooding river, so we're I think we'll be okay. We just need something to change here. Get people back on the water again. And not a lot of people fishing right now. It's a little slow.
Oh man, I tell you, believe me, that's a fact. It's just it's been slim pickings in terms of folks even out on the dike and fishing around the dike. But we got through Labor Day weekend and things usually taper off after that, and I'm thinking ain't too much more tapering we can do. I mean, it's just been really slow. But not even that much, like I say, to report. There has been an increase of croakers caught. Nothing to write home about, but I think we may have a little croaker run this year, and it'll be a little bit later on. Sometimes it rolls right on over into the first part of October. Usually right. It's always in September, but we'll just kind of wait and see what happens in terms of them old bull croakers. Maybe we'll have something to report about that. I did see where a fellow on the beach side of the dike, which is going out on the left-hand side, caught a big old stingray. I mean, it was a big old, looked like a hood of a car, but pretty good-sized ray.
Don't want to step on that one.
Yeah, and then always here in the, for a good while now, it's not unusual to see a few smaller black tips caught. And I apologize if you've already talked about it. I missed your earlier part of the show, but did you see the Louisiana notice of intent on their shark regulations?
No, I did not. I missed that one. I didn't get a phone. I got all these apps that I'm kind of plugged in with, but I didn't get that one.
Well, from what I've read and I pulled up there, it's a notice of intent, which usually means if it's Texas, it's going to happen. They got a notice of intent that they're going to eliminate the size limit and the bag limits for the sportsmen for black tips and bull sharks. So in essence, they're just going to take the safety off, and it's going to be people can keep what they want. But you know, Mickey, that's just my opinion, and it ain't worth a nickel. It's gotten rough over here too, and I know we've talked about it. Where it's hard to try to reel in a fish around the jetties, where you don't end up with just half of it or less.
Predator City, man. I mean, on this upper coast up here,
yeah.
You know, for us, well, even Matagorda, us, Louisiana, especially over towards Venice. Mike Jeffcoat, he basically just quit snapper fishing, you know, with his guys, because you couldn't get one up. Like, everything got eaten off the hook.
It's a mess. It's true. It's been that way for a while. So that's what Louisiana is. I say it's a proposal. I think it's more than that. Like, they call it an NOI, notice of intent, which means it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
If I read it right. And their explanation was for just that, is that it's just they're just so thick in the water that they've decided to go ahead and turn it around. So it's one of those times where you don't see it an awful lot, where they'll take a limit, and instead of reducing it more, they've actually pretty much eliminated it, or will be. I don't know what the actual date is on it, when it'll happen, but I think by this next spring it'll probably be in effect, and I don't know if Texas will do it, but I wouldn't be surprised, because it's just been a mess. I mean, when you go wading and you got to use your fishing rod for a whip, slapping the water to keep the bull shark away, I mean, that ain't no fun. You can have some close calls with them rascals. I've never had a bull shark hit my stringer, because most of the time there's nothing on the stringer, but I have had some gar. I've had a gar or two. I'd feel a tug on the, and thinking it was the fish I had caught and strung up, and the next thing I'd see was a gar coming by, and then hit it. But I've been lucky in terms of not having a bull shark or a black tip do anything like that. But anyway, maybe something like that'll happen for Texas. I think it might be a good thing. I don't believe we've got any problem with the bull and the black tip population, and that's going to be for state waters in Louisiana as well.
Right,
so,
I'm looking at it right now. These notices of intent include eliminating the 54-inch recreational size and bag and vessel limits for black tip and bull sharks in state waters, removing the closed season of sharks for both rec and commercial fishermen.
Well, there you go. Yep, so we'll kind of wait and see how that pans out.
More on that, see what else I can find out about it, but I see it here. I just brought it up, so.
Good deal.
Here we go.
Well, Mickey,
how's shrimp, as far as Gulf shrimp, Bay shrimp, all that for eating purposes?
Yeah. On the live front for the fishermen, Boyd's, I always have to be careful about what we got at the moment, unless I'm standing right there looking at it. But earlier this evening, and I think we're in good shape still, because it's been so slow from the weather. But I think live shrimp, live croaker, live mullet, we're in pretty good shape, and all the good dead stuff. But so that's good to hear. So maybe we'll get through, and the shrimpers will get out a little bit later on this morning, and with the weather kind of easing up a bit, we'll probably be able to replenish what we get low on and go from there. On table shrimp, boy, it's good shape. Got the old 912s and the wild-caught Gulf of Mexico white shrimp. And then if you want the heads off, we've got the 1620s, which is the 912s with the heads popped off. And we got those as well. Boyd's Grill, good to go on seafood and hamburgers, all that good stuff. And so Boyd's is still open 24 hours. And as long as we get a customer or two come in and out, we'll stay open. We may adjust the hours accordingly. I heard we got a blizzard coming, a cold front, which I think they said was going to. But hey, we'll take it, man. I tell you, this cold.
Hey, I'm not going to complain whatsoever, brother.
This rain has made things a little bit cooler. Another week, and we'll take everything we can get. But anyway, Mickey, not too much to talk to, but what we talked about, I sure enjoyed sharing it with you, and hope to catch up with you again next week.
Always, brother. Always. Well, you have a great weekend, and enjoy that cool front coming in tonight or in the morning, whenever it gets here. Yeah. But I've been enjoying this cloud cover and cooler weather to boot anyway. So, hey, it's just a bonus. Yeah.
Me too. Well, thank you, Mickey, and have a good weekend.
Right, throw them out go at some info. You bet. And go Astros. You got it.
409-945-4000, 1227 Dyke Road. Check us out on Boyd's One Stop on Facebook, boydsonestop.com. And everybody be safe and be careful out there.
We're going to do it. You do the same, Dave. Always a pleasure, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
Later. All right. All right, that's Dave Fremont down at Boyd's One Stop in Texas City. And I need to take a moment to tell everyone about the Belleville Meat Market. What a great place to shop for all your grade A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken, and an excellent processing facility. They're located right in downtown Belleville. They're a short drive from Sealy off I-10 or 290. And check out all their great prices and their full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. They serve that Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and bulk pricing is available on fresh ground beef and all their pecan smoked sausage, along with hamburger patties. And hot dogs are available for all your cookout needs. And a quarter calf or a half calf, you want one of those processed, that's available too for custom processing. And their wild game processing facility, it's open year-round. So if you're harvesting exotics or wild pigs of any sort, or, you know, deer season's right around the corner, best processing facility that I know of. Give Brandon a call. He can hook you up. They're celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you...
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5:41 here in the Bayou City. Final segment already. Man, it's going by quick. All right, let's run down G-Town way, and let's check in with our good friend Captain Steve Hillman and see what he's up to this morning. Steve, good morning. How are you, man?
Good morning. How's it going, man?
Oh, it's all good. Good in the hood, brother.
I hear you. Yeah. Wind's up. It's raining. Tide level's up. Profit margins are down. It's a great day to be a fishing guide in Galveston Bay.
Yes, sir. Bring it, man. Is this
man,
all
I'm about, I'm about done with this weather. Good God.
Oh, boy.
Man, I'm going to turn into a freshwater guide or something.
Well, it's setting up for a great fall.
Sure it is. For
I'm
the
just throwing
10
that
days.
Out there. It sounds good. Got to be positive, man.
Yeah, no. Nah, well, I hear you.
Glass half full or half empty, baby?
Yeah. But, no, nah, I looked at the forecast earlier, and dang, it doesn't look like we're going to get many decent days this coming week either. Doesn't look like.
It's like my checkbook, half empty.
Uh-huh.
Or all the way.
find a shoreline or something to tuck away in on a northeast wind at 15 to 20. Actually, it's supposed to really kick up, I think, tomorrow.
25, 30.
Yeah.
35.
Everybody's talking about this cold front, and I mean, I know it's a front, but yeah. I'm not seeing any big temperature changes. Are you?
About, 10 degrees below our normal low for the start the mornings off,
68. Is it?
68 feels better than 84, doesn't it?
Well, that must be inland because all the Galveston forecasts are showing like low 70s for lows.
Yeah, it'd be a little warmer because of the water temps, they're on the water, but still, it's better than getting your boat loaded
for sure.
Out and all that and breaking a sweat at, 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
It'd be 84 degrees.
For sure. But I know the water temperatures have dropped substantially since all this.
Right.
You get all this rain and these, like,
cloud cover.
Got about an extra 2 foot of water in the bay every day. Tides have been about 2 foot, foot and a half to 2.5 feet above normal. But I haven't done anything fishing related. Just working in the yard when I can. And I burned a bunch of limbs and stuff the other day. Man, don't ever burn poison ivy. And stand near the smoke. You ought to see my arms. I just gotten over all the poison ivy that I got from Beryl from cleaning up everything.
From the cleanup, yeah.
And I didn't realize that would happen. Kimberly told me, because I told her, I said I was careful. I didn't touch any of it. And I burned a bunch of limbs.
It doesn't matter, man. If you're a little bit sweaty or anything and you get around, just get close to it. If you're allergic to it, it'll grab you, man.
Yeah, she said the smoke from it will get you, and I don't know, but whatever. I never used to be allergic to that stuff till recent years.
Wonder why you got allergic to it all of a sudden.
I don't know, man. I think it's like allergies and everything else. And, you just kind of some kinda things you build up. Build up an intolerance to it. It's like my brother-in-law. He loves to eat shrimp, and, about 10 years ago, we were cooking for everybody and we cooked some shrimp and fish and stuff, and he's eating shrimp and he started breaking out in hives, his throat swelled up and everything. He built up an intolerance. He can't eat shrimp anymore.
Well, that's
crazy.
Life is over when that happens.
I'm telling you.
Man can't eat shrimp. Oh, Lord.
Can you imagine?
I know. It's crazy.
But no, I don't have much to offer, man. Unless you want to talk about yard work or cutting limbs or something like that, filling feeders. But no,
I've been getting some rain at your deer lease this week. I've been watching up there, all that Pearsall area and everything. They were getting quite a bit of rain.
Yeah, I haven't talked to our neighbor down there, Glenn. He's been out of town, but the one mobile game cam that I have, I think the batteries went out in it or something. It stopped giving me pictures like on Labor Day. So normally I can look at those photos, and if there's obviously water standing under the feeder, I know we got some rain. But when we left the other day, I came back Friday. I think Dad and Goose came back Saturday, and all the people around us got rain, but we just barely got a sprinkle. Kind of been that way for us, but hopefully we got some. But I did see quite a few quail, pretty big coveys too, which we've kind of been struggling in the quail department for the last 3 or 4 years. I know Blaine and them, all those guys, closer to the coast, they've done a lot better on their quail crops, but of course they've had a lot more rain and a lot taller grass, places for them to hide, things like that. But been a little bit different for us. So maybe we'll have a decent, year on quail this year. We don't really hunt them like we used to. Our place has gotten so thick.
Mm-hmm.
But no, man, that's it. I just restocked on Bass Assassins and Little Johns, and got talked to Mike Herring the other day and got some more Seaguard Gold label headed my way. Just crankbaits, all that kind of stuff. Just getting
Getting ready for the fall winter run, man.
Yeah, for the big run.
For the big run. Big girls on every street corner.
Oh, yeah.
Big girl beat down.
Yeah, it'll be fine. It'll be decent. But I don't think the salinities have changed a heck of a lot. I mean, in certain areas they have, but I think overall, especially with this extra water in the bay, it's probably we're probably in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
But, you know, all this weather, all it's doing is just protecting these fish.
Good.
So, but I know where I can catch a bunch of little fish on a northeast wind, but there's not many keepers over there. So
yeah,
I was supposed to start back Sunday, but that I don't think that's going to happen. That wind's supposed to be kicking up pretty good. And from really Sunday all the way through November, I'm pretty slammed finally. Got most of my holes filled. Yeah, I just need some weather now. But I've just been doing boat repairs and things like that, spending money instead of making money. Typical deal.
Yeah, welcome to the guide business, huh?
I'm telling you. Boy, you think you're on top of the world one day, and then you look at your bank account, and you're like, what happened to all that money? You know, one repower, one motor can kill your whole year. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But
fishing isn't cheap.
No. But, no, I'm sure, you know, in the next 3 or 4 weeks, things will start shaping up a little bit, and we'll start seeing a little bit of a fall pattern, you know, probably towards the first or second week in October. We don't see much of a – in this bay, we don't –
September's
think we get,
just not a banner month. I mean
– it's not. We don't get any real benefit.
You know, it if you're getting an early fall, sometimes, you know, I remember back during the days where we'd teal hunt in the mornings and trout fish in the afternoons, you know, the cast and blast deal, but it's still then for the amount of fish we had, you know, the standards, you know, just a little lower in September.
Yeah.
We're all waiting on October. No, well, I like that Thanksgiving to Christmas time. You know, if you can catch a good stretch of weather through there, that's some banner fishing, man.
Oh, for sure. You know, people always ask us what our favorite months are, and I always tell them, you know, around here
the
to me,
the best weather for me.
Yeah.
That's my
favorite
you month.
Know, it is, and that's what I always say, too. It's really not the month necessarily, although December, May and December, I would say, would be my two favorite months for here and maybe even East Matty, but. But really, it's more about the day. If you get the right conditions that day, any time of year can be good. You know, even in September during, you know, our so-called transition, when these fish start moving from one place to another, start spreading out. If it's dead calm, you get out there and move around and do your school bus type fishing, one here or two there. At the end of the day, you do fine. You do good. You have to weed through a lot of little fish this time of year, it seems like. But it's the weather. The weather is our biggest Achilles heel. It's not that the fish aren't there. You just got to be able to get to them. You know, I've got quite a few fish in one area right now that there's no way in hell I'm going to be able to touch them for a long time based on the forecast I'm looking at.
Right.
You know, by the time it does get right, they'll probably be gone. But, you know, that's the nature of the beast, man. That's what we sign up for. That's why you gotta be like a farmer, man, and just tuck it away during the good times, you know. But
yeah, it could be worse. You could be a shrimper for a living more than nowadays.
Yeah, that's
you talk about a tough one. Jeez.
Yeah, what few are left? Yeah,
yeah. Well, you know, my hat's off to them, man. Struggle's real for those guys, no doubt.
Yeah, for sure. But I hear people talk about occasionally. You don't hear people. Bellyache about it as much as they used to back in the day, but they'll start hammering commercial fishermen. Well, hell, there aren't any left, and all the shrimpers have bycatch reduction devices and turtle excluder devices on their nets. I mean, what few are left? But I don't know. Everybody's always looking for something to blame for something, you know. But But no, I think overall, to me, it looks like our trout populations in this bay for the summer I had seems like it's better, and the size is up for sure from last couple of summers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we'll have a decent fall. It's start getting some legitimate there, cool fire.
Hey, Rome wasn't built overnight, you know. It just takes time. I mean, we're
that's right.
It's like that's growing right. deer. You got to wait on them to grow up. That's what we're doing. We're everybody seems to be participating. Some of them aren't happy about it, but hey, it'll all work out.
Yep.
Till the next killer freeze, and here
that's
we go
like
again.
Well, we don't talk about that, but it's like when the Astros were rebuilding. Man, we all got we just ran out of patience on them, and then look, we ended up going on a hell of a run for
got a
six
dynasty
or seven
now.
Years.
I mean,
we can just get our bats going. They can learn how to
on a roll. That's true. Bats. We need hats for bats. All right, Steve. I'm out of time, buddy. If somebody wants to call you about going fishing with you this fall and winter, how they get a hold of you, man?
Yes, sir. 409-256-7937.
All right, Hillman. Hey, you have a good day. It's good talking to you, bud.
All right, man. Thanks, Mickey.
Later. Go Stroves.
Later.
All right, man. All right. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning bright and early, 4 a.m., right here at Sports Radio 610, KILT Houston.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken
took
care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.